Calling all my friends from all corners of the internet, I'm here to tell you about Sarah Bauer Boutique. In the virtual aisles of shopping Sarah Bauer Boutique, you are not just browsing through clothes, you're exploring a world of self-expression and self-love. You click, you browse, you discover the pieces that resonate with your unique vibe and individuality. My online boutique is more than just a website. It's a celebration of self-love. It's about feeling confident, radiant, and utterly comfortable in your own skin. Every outfit you find there is a reminder that you are worthy and beautiful, and you deserve to wrap yourself in it every single day. So grab your device, visit Sarah Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, boutique.com, and indulge in a joy of self-love through fashion. Let's redefine online shopping together, making it a delightful, powerful experience, because you deserve nothing but the best. Remember to give them a reason to stare from Sarah Bauer Boutique. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Loving Yourself Completely with me, your host, Sarah. I hope you're all having a wonderful day. Okay, so I'm just going to dive right into today's topic because it has been overwhelming in your messages lately and emails and with everything that's going on in the world. Mainly a lot, so many of us, unfortunately, are having to have a sole focus on our finances. And there's a lot of people right now that are really struggling to connect mental health and their finances and feel successful in their life. And it's really become such a struggle. So the amount of emails I receive on trying to not only keep your head above water, but literally keep your head above water in feeling like you are going to come out the other end of this. And so many have lost so many things. And it's been overwhelming for me to even read some of these. So I picked some lighthearted questions, not lighthearted, they are very serious topics, but more lighthearted than some of the ones I unfortunately have read. And we're going to dive in today. We're going to talk on a conversation that is a bit deeper of persisting through these challenges when it feels like you are giving it your all and you're just not seeing results. You know, like it's such a frustrating, I've definitely been there. I pursue so many different things and it has taken me definitely long amounts of time to become successful in what I'm doing. And so many times along the way, I'm like, do I quit? Do I give up? Is this silly? Do I look stupid? Is this ridiculous to think I could, you know, support myself, support my family on this? Like, this is just crazy. Everybody else just working their 9 to 5. And I'm like, no, I can make this work. And I did, thankfully. But I know so many who are really having a hard time doing that, or they're in the midst of it. And I think when you're in the middle of it and you are questioning and you do have those thoughts running through your mind, did I make a mistake? Am I going to be successful in this? And you've poured your entire heart and soul into something and you feel like you've hit that brick wall, or maybe you're just working tirelessly on a project or your personal growth, or you're just battling with your mental health. And despite all these efforts, you're not seeing the progress that you hoped for. It is frustrating. And it's enough to make anyone want to throw in the towel. But here's the thing. Giving up isn't the answer and it can't be the option. There's no option in it. The amount of times where, you know, you sit and you slump into your couch and you go, what am I doing? What have I done? Like, I can't do this. And then you get up and you do it again and again and again and again until something sticks. Something's going to stick. You keep throwing shit at the wall, something's going to stick. You have to be persistent and you have to know that this dream, this idea, this career, this success, mental health success, this vision of your future self, it wouldn't have been put in your heart to do if you weren't meant to do it. And whether it's teaching you a lesson in your career or it's teaching you how to be resilient in your mind, you can do these things. And they are all showing you who you can be strength-wise. I always loved, there was a reference in a show I watched a long time ago. I'm not sure if any of you have heard of it, but it's called Lost. And it was It's an older show. Not older, but, you know, maybe 10 years. Maybe more, I think. My husband and I watched it when we first got together 12 years ago, so more than that. Anyways, there's a scene that always sticks in my head. This guy, he was really struggling withdrawing from drugs, and he was mentally struggling. He wanted to give up. He couldn't do it. And the guy who was helping him showed him this beautiful moth cocoon, and he's like, you know, do you see this hole on the top? It's really tiny. And this moth, he has to, you know, he has to fight to get through this hole, and he needs to get out or else he's not going to make it. So he's going to use every bit of strength he has to get out. And he goes, now I could make this easier. He's like, I could widen the hole and help him get out. He goes, but then he'd die once he was out. He wouldn't have the resilience and the strength to make it out on his own. He needs to strengthen himself getting out of that hole in order to survive in this world. And it really stuck with me always, because every time I think this is too hard, I can't do this, I remember it's strengthening me. It's strengthening me for when I get out of this. And every time I look back on the hardest times of my life, I realize that had I not gone through those super hard things, I wouldn't be who I am or where I am, because those hard things got me there. Now, had it somebody made it easy, had I not gone through it at all, I probably wouldn't have taken a lot of the chances I've taken in life, because I didn't have the guts to do it. And I know that so many people, there's such a myth career-wise of overnight success. You know, the myth of overnight success, it's so persuasive in today's society. Even kids, oh, I'm going to be a YouTuber and I'm going to be a billionaire and, you know, I'm going to make all this money just staying home. And like, people think even just the social media careers are the snap of a finger. If I wanted to, I could. But you really, it's fueled by social media. Do you realize that? That's what they want you to think. So you're on there, you know, and it's all these stories, and we see people achieving their dreams, and it seems seamlessly, it seems effortless, and it's so easy to do. And you fall into this trap of comparison of, you know, they're doing it, why can't I do it? They did the exact same video of me and I only got this many likes or this many views or whatever. However or whatever stories you see, they often fail to show you the years of work and failure and perseverance that led to that success. And I think it's crucial that we recognize that success is rarely overnight, rarely, and that everyone's journey is unique. So comparing your journey to someone else's highlight reels, it only fuels those feelings, and it'll make you feel inadequate and sad, and it's going to negatively impact your mental health every single time. So many times when I am, you know, doing even my social media stuff or my business stuff or whatever I'm doing where I have to be online, even releasing boutique photos, as much as I want to look to others for inspiration, I find myself going, nope, because I'll compare. I'll compare and it might stress me out. It might make me sad. It might make me feel like my work 24/7 that I pour my heart into, that I literally am just exhausting myself to make my business as successful as it has become. If I look at somebody else, they're going to make it look so easy. And I'm going to be like, no, no, why aren't you crying? Like, they don't show those parts. They don't show the exhaustion. They don't show themselves up at 3 a.m. doing packages. They don't show themselves, you know, wishing and praying for the days where you're not getting a sale or you're not getting the views or you're not getting, you know, the paycheck that you thought you were going to get. It is a constant comparison. So I find myself going, I'm just using my social media for myself and no scrolling. I'm not going to scroll because I'm not going to compare, and I'm not going to make myself feel bad if their journey looked easier than mine, because they're not going to show the hard parts. I don't even show the hard parts. I don't talk about it. People see even my boutique stuff or my Facebook, or not Facebook, but TikTok mainly. They probably look at my videos and my photos and they go, oh my gosh, like, what a life. What a, you know, just take pictures, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that is actually the 1% of what I have to do today, you know? So nobody sees what you do behind closed doors. So you have to manage. You have to manage those expectations. Expectations of what others expect out of you and what you expect out of yourself. And one way to maybe avoid letting the myth of overnight success affect your mental health and anxiety is to manage those expectations. So understand that success does take time and effort and resilience. And you have to set those realistic goals for yourself and always, always, always celebrate those small victories. I'm constantly saying that, constantly. Small victories are important. Remind yourself that setbacks and challenges are a part of the journey, and they don't define your worth, what you're capable of, what your future self looks like, what your success is. It is in that moment that you're going to celebrate that small victory and go, I did it. I did it. Before I even opened my store, I was like, oh, I was so nervous I wouldn't get one sale. I was so nervous, terrified. Within, 5 minutes of me opening, I had over 1,500 people on my website shopping and buying and checking out. And I was like, so I remember my very first sale, the very first cha-ching that came through on my Shopify. And I was like, oh my God, I did it. And I felt extreme success. I felt there's one person out there that enjoys my stuff. Like, I'm stoked. And then more came through, and more and more. And then every day, and then 2 a.m, I'm hearing it. 3 a.m, I'm hearing it. I'm waking up and I'm hearing it. And then there's a day I don't hear it. And then there's another day I hear it. And then there's a day I don't. But it's the up and down. And this can go for any career situation. There are going to be days where you feel so successful. You're on top of the world. You come home singing. You are dancing around. And then there are going to be days you drive home in silence. And you think, what have I done with my life? Is this forever? And then there are going to be days with your mental health where your anxiety kicks in and your depression. And you go, oh no. Oh no, 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 no. And then you're going to wake up the next day and maybe there's sunshine and you feel like, oh, that was just a fluke. Every situation in your life is placing you on the path to building yourself better for resilience and to maintain your expectations within your heart. You have to practice your self-compassion. I know we did a whole episode on that. If not, go back and listen. Self-compassion, it's so easy to be hard on yourself. When you're not seeing the results that you desire, you have to practice that self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're not a failure. You're not going to lose. You're not going to be a disappointment. You're not a burden. You are doing your best. And during those difficult times, acknowledging that your efforts and the progress you made, no matter how small, it's okay to take breaks or ask for help if you need it. That's okay. There are weeks where I'm like, oh, I kind of feel like I hit a brick wall content-wise, like I'm struggling. And all of a sudden my husband will call me later because I tell him, I'm like, oh, I'm just like, I'm burnt out today. Like between everything going on, like I have no ideas. I have no creativity in me. I'm up all night. I'm writing episodes. I'm releasing content and I'm trying to run this business. I'm trying to be a mom and a wife and a business owner. And I'm trying my best to stay up with the things that I had going before I opened my business and the things that I want to be successful at in my future self. And I'm not willing to compromise or let any of those things go. But yet I feel exhausted and he'll call me later and he'll go, got an idea. I'm like, what? He's like, I have an idea. I know you're tired. I know you're exhausting yourself thinking of things. So I took it on myself. And here's a couple ideas I came up with what you could do. And I'm like, thank you. Like, having somebody who's extremely supportive, somebody who is putting in the same effort as you when you need to tag them in, is extremely helpful. So find that compassion in yourself. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to not do it all. It's okay to seek that support when you need it. Focus on your journey, and the people that are with you in that journey would love to help you because you hand-selected them. Become a brand ambassador today for Sarah Bauer Boutique. Go to www.sarahbauerboutique.com to sign up to become a brand ambassador today. Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. When you're focusing on that journey in front of you, instead of comparing yourself to others, reflect on what you do, your own passions, what you value, and what your goals are. And let those things guide you. Don't let other people guide you. Don't look at other people and go, oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. That's inspiration. Yeah, that's fine. But what's your passion? What drives you? What keeps you going? What gets you up in the morning? Remember, success is subjective. It's deeply personal. Define what success means to you. Take pride in that. And regardless of how it may compare to others, you have to know that this is what's right for you. You have to know that these steps, these first moments, this part of your journey is for you. Nobody else can do this for you. Nobody else can make you feel successful in what you're doing. And finances aside, you have to define what successful is to you. And I know so many of you are having hard times right now and getting through. And so many of you are discouraged in life. Whatever you're doing, keep going. Add to it. Add more. Make yourself your number one project. Work on whatever you have to work on to make sure that you make it through another day. And I don't care if you're living off your last dollar. You have to be okay with how things are right now, because it's not going to be like that forever. And I know it sucks. I know you go to bed crying at night sometimes. And I know you're struggling and you're wondering how you're going to get to next week. But you have to know that this is not a forever thing. Focus on what's directly in front of you. Not next week, not next month, not next year. What's directly in front of you. What your success means to you. And do not let it affect the success of your mental health. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep emailing. We're going to keep messaging. And we're going to keep building each other up, because we've not made it this far to only make it this far. All right. Our first email subject is feeling discouraged. I've been working on my side hustle for months now, and I can't help but feel discouraged when I see others achieving success. How do you overcome feelings of inadequacy and keep pushing forward when it feels like you're constantly falling behind? Okay, thank you so much for sharing that with me. It's completely normal to feel discouraged, especially when you're comparing yourself to others. Remember that success is not overnight. It's not a race. Everybody's journey is unique. And instead of focusing on those others and their achievements, you have to focus on your own progress and celebrate your accomplishments. Practice that self-compassion and celebrate yourself no matter how small. That first sale, that first thing you're doing, whatever your side hustle is, remind yourself that your worth is not defined by the external measurements of success, what everybody around you says. It's what's you. What is your success? What's your excitement? I got one brand deal and I was on top of the world, and then I can look at 10 other influencers that have 50 brand deals. I'm like, oh shit, I suck. I could do that, but I'm like, no, because I'm just on this app for fun. And what a joy it is that somebody picked me for one thing. How exciting is that? I know people who will never get one thing. Like, that's exciting. You have to look at what your measurements of success are. Keep pushing forward. Trust that your hard work will pay off because it's your passion. And if you have a passion for something, it can't fail. It cannot fail. Okay, take care of yourself. Okay, subject, struggling with imposter syndrome. Okay, for those of you who don't know what imposter syndrome is, it's where an individual doubts like their abilities and their accomplishments, feeling like they don't deserve their success, or fearing that others will like uncover them as a fraud. You know, like they'll think that what they're doing, it's not real, despite whatever anybody else is saying or anybody is feeling towards that person. They'll contribute their achievements to luck. They'll think that they didn't work hard enough. They'll think that they're not worthy of it. And everybody around them will tell them they're doing great and they're proud of them. And they'll feel like they don't even deserve that recognition. So that's kind of what imposter syndrome is. I wanted to explain that before the email. I've been experiencing intense feelings of imposter syndrome lately, especially when I see others achieving success in my field. How do I overcome imposter syndrome and maintain confidence in myself and my abilities. Thank you. Okay. So you're not alone. So many people feel that way. But instead of letting that consume you, challenge it. How many times do I tell you, challenge that negative self-talk, remind yourself of those accomplishments and your capabilities, and kind of like a big screw you to yourself. Like, how dare you say that to me? I've worked extremely hard. I deserve everything. Make sure you're also surrounding yourself with people who are supportive. Make sure that you don't hear anybody else's voice but your own. And be around people who offer that encouragement and a correct perspective of who you are and what they think of you, your loved ones. Focus on your growth and your progress. Trust that you do deserve, you know, you're deserving of where you are and you're capable of what you're doing. You know that there is no luck, that there's just hard work, and focus on your own skills because you have them. You have the skills and you have the mindset and you have the power and the drive to be successful. And that doesn't just happen overnight. It doesn't happen overnight. Okay. Coping with anxiety. I've been feeling overwhelmed with anxiety lately, especially when I see others achieving their success while I'm struggling so hard. How do you cope with anxiety and maintain a positive mindset during these times? Thanks. Okay. Oh, your name's Jamie. Hi, Jamie. Okay. I'm really sorry to hear that you're struggling with anxiety. First of all, I definitely relate to that. I get anxiety at all things. I have that super fun anxiety that for no reason and all reasons, I just have it. So remember that it's okay, again, to look for support when you need it, but practice those self-care techniques such as your deep breathing, your mindfulness, and exercise to help manage your anxiety. Remember to challenge your negative thought patterns. Again, there's a lot of these things that we can just focus on the present moment, and that's going to challenge those thought process. Because when the negativity comes up and you're feeling that anxiety, what are you feeling in the moment and what are you going through at that time? Focus on the present moment rather than dwelling on the future and uncertainties or the past and what you did wrong. Surround yourself with positive influences. Engage in activities that can bring you joy and relaxation. And remember that you're capable of overcoming these challenges and the anxiety. You're capable of overcoming this anxiety because you've made it this far. When you make it through things such as, you know, starting a business or moving up in your career or achieving success, whatever that means to you, or becoming somebody who you never thought you'd be in your future, when you do those things, you've already shown that you're capable of overlooking and getting past struggles in mental health and anxieties and depression because you didn't freeze. You didn't stay still. You didn't not move because of fear of judgment in others or fear of judgment within yourself. You kept doing it in spite of that. So you've already shown it that you can do it. Now it's trying to show how far you're willing to go with it. Prove to yourself. This anxiety is trying to keep you safe because you're going into the unknown. And when you go into the unknown, it thinks, oh, okay, let me make sure you know what you're doing because there are things out here that we've never seen before. And you're going to go, yeah, I know what I'm doing and I know there's going to be some challenging times, but I've got this. And thanks for trying to keep me safe. We're going to go ahead and tuck you back in now. We're going to put you back in that little box in the corner of our mind. I know where you are if I need you. And feel free to jump out when you think I'm, you know, going to be chased by a bear. But this is just my career and I'm okay. I can do this. I've got this, right? So you have to create those self-care techniques of talking kind to yourself and addressing that your anxiety is going to pop up a lot, especially when, you know, I have a lot of you that are entrepreneurs that write into me. And anxiety pops up a lot. We are a rare breed of thinking that we can, you know, create success out of thin air. And we do. We do this. We're very amazing. Like so many of you are incredible. Reading your stories is so inspiring to me. Sometimes I have to tell myself, like, don't compare. These people are so successful. They're amazing. But you know what? It's so incredible because you do create magic out of thin air. You take an idea nobody's thought of before, or if they did, whatever, but you've made a different version of it your own, and you've done something that everybody else maybe was too scared to do or never thought of. And I find it inspiring even having people around me say, oh, how did you do this? How did you start your business? How did you do A, B, C, and D and make it A, B, C, and D? And I was like, oh my gosh, like I didn't realize that I, you know, like, I guess I did do that. I guess I did do this. And people ask me questions about things that I remember having to learn. So I'm so excited to teach these people how to do this, how to create their business, how to invest well, how to, you know, be financially secure or whatever. And I get so excited. I'll have friends come over and they'll tell me their struggles. And I'm like, let's lay out your finances, like give it all to me. And I'll make phone calls for them and I'll address their, you know, their debts and we'll figure them out together. And what's the best move and what's the best blah, blah, blah. And I get excited because we've all made choices that we were like, oh man, shouldn't have did that. And we undo it. And then teaching others how to not only undo it, but how to not make those mistakes in the future. I love that. Finances are an excitement for me. I know that sounds really lame. That sounds ridiculous. Like when I tell people finances excite me and that I literally am bookkeeping every day. I'm like, I don't use spreadsheets. I don't use computers. I don't use apps. I'm on a pen and paper. Like this is me. I like numbers. And every day I'm looking for ways to be more successful in finances even. So I'll join in with people who are doing these career moves, who are emailing their success stories, and we'll go, okay, now how can we continue to do this in a mentally healthy space and make sure that along the way, when these challenges come up, such as, you know, imposter syndrome or struggling with finances or anxiety or feeling like you're not doing as good as, you know, the next person, we're going to address those and we're going to make sure that you feel deserving of the person you have become because you fought so hard to get here and nobody's going to take that away from you, not yourself and not others. Don't let yourself be your biggest fear. Mornings are already rough. So why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javi coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A 43934 today. Javi coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today. Okay, thank you so much, you guys, for writing in. Like, this is just amazing. Okay, finding my purpose. I've been going through a rough patch lately, and I'm struggling to find meaning in my challenges. How do I find purpose and keep pushing forward when everything feels so overwhelming? Okay, so at first, again, I'm really sorry to hear you've been going through a difficult time. But finding purpose, it can be challenging. But that's my favorite thing to do. I'm constantly talking about that. And I love that you phrased it that way because it's not impossible, but you have to start reflecting on your values and your beliefs and how they can guide you through this tough period. And that's going to be really hard because when you're facing a challenge, all you can hear and feel is the negativity. So you have to really zone in on that self-care and mindfulness. Nurture your mind and your emotional well-being first. And of course, if you need to support, seek out support of family and friends or therapists, remember that guidance often can offer perspective in things if you need that. So remember that every challenge you face is an opportunity to grow. So look at it that way. Don't look at this challenge is going to break me. I don't know what to do. I don't know, you know, my next move. Look at it as, how am I going to grow from this? How can I grow from this? What is it teaching me? Stay resilient and trust that you have the strength to overcome whatever this is, whatever is coming your way, that you can do this. But you have to know that you have to be kind to yourself first. A lot of times when we feel overwhelmed, we feel like we're failing. Overwhelmed feelings can equal failure. That's what it instantly equals up to, it feels like sometimes. Like I'm not doing enough. I can't be enough places. I can't do enough things. I always tell myself, it doesn't matter if I had 100 hands, it wouldn't be enough. All I can do is what I can do in the moment. and what I can do with what's in front of me. That's why I tell you I'm so into making lists. I have lists of like at any given day, 30, 40 things that I have to get done in a day. And we have to do those things because it has to, we have to keep ourselves in order. And you know what? If I don't get something done on that list, it's okay. I'm going to push it off. I can push it till tomorrow. It's fine. And we find the things that we can push off. You guys know me, even with these episodes, there are some weeks where I'm like, I have to push it. It has to go. And I can't feel bad about that. And I can't get anxiety about that. And the ones who I communicate and follow our pages and write in, they know what's going on. I try to make a small snippet episode, no episode this week. See you next time. You know, when you're going through things that are overwhelming and challenging, it's okay to skip it sometimes. It's okay to pause and say, I'm going to get to you in a second. There's no deadlines consuming you enough to fight for your mental health. There is something you can move. There is something you can create a space for yourself to gather your thoughts and to find that self-reflecting and realign with your beliefs in yourself. You have to nurture that. If you ever let go of that, that's when you're going to spiral. It may feel overwhelming now with your self-growth intact. Imagine how it'll feel if you let go of that. Find the time to gather. Gather your thoughts. Do a self-check-in. Take the moments. Be mindful of who you are in this moment and what is your goal. Find the goals to align your day. Okay. And again, letting the myth of overnight success affect your mental health and well-being, you can't do that. Focus on your own journey. Practice self-compassion. Celebrate your progress along the way. Life is going to be full of challenges, you guys, but it's also full of opportunities for growth and self-discovery. When you find yourself struggling and questioning whether it's worth it, remember this. You're worthy, you're capable, and this dream, this goal, this success, this future person you want to be was placed in your heart for a reason. It didn't just come out of thin air and, you know, set you up for failure. No, you put your heart and soul into these things and it's not going to go away overnight either. You don't have to claw onto this dream for it to stay here. You have to rationally sit in your thoughts. Think of ways to be successful with your goals, your dreams, your side projects, your mental health, your career, your parenting, your spouse. There are all these things around you that are considered success, whether it is being a good spouse or a good parent or, you know, all the things. Obviously, you want to be all those things, but each one has an individual goal plan. What is the individual goal plan for your quote unquote success plan? What is that? And you have to really start looking at it in your career. Does your success look like making X amount of money a week? Does it look like making sure everybody knows who you are? Does it look like making sure you can just support your family? It doesn't have to be big. It just enough. Does it look like you just want to get it off the ground? You just want to make that first sale. What is your next goal in your career? Is it that next promotion? Is it, you know, getting that raise? What's your next goal? Same with being a spouse. What's your next goal? What's your next thing you want to communicate with your spouse about? What's your next plan? When's your next anniversary? What do you want to do for them? Who do you want to become while you're with them? Do they set you up for success in who you want to be? And do you set them up for success in who they want to be? Are you a supportive partner? Is that successful? As a parent, are you listening? Are you kind? Are you looking away from your phone when they talk to you? Are you speaking to them as a person and not as somebody who's looked down upon because they're a child? Are you speaking to them with your heart? Are you trying to compare them? Are you trying to put them in a box with the others? Are you letting them be themselves? Those are my success plans as a parent. Obviously, those are different for everybody. I want to speak to my child with kindness. I want them to feel like they can do anything. I don't want their thoughts consumed by what school is or what people say it should be. I don't want him on social media. I don't want him to have a phone just yet. That's for me, you know, like I want, that's successful for me when I hear his heart speak. And when my husband calls me with ideas for my business, I know that we have a successful communication and he really takes to heart what I'm doing. So that's success for me. My career, I have a goal every single week of what I want it to look like, and it's been successful. Some weeks not. So I have to remind myself that too. It's been successful week to week, and I'm proud of that. What are your success plans? What are the goals? And where are you successful the most at in your life right now? And based off that, how'd you get there? How'd you talk to yourself? How did you plan that? How did you strategize? How are you doing with everything around you? When the world seems really chaotic, focus on yourself, because that's what you're in control of. There are so many things in life that we are completely out of control on, and it feels overwhelming. And if you go down that rabbit hole, you might get stuck there, but you're in control of who you are. You're in control of who you are as a person, as who you are as a business, as who you are as a spouse and a parent. You're in control of that. Make sure it's zoned into who you want it to be. Nobody else. Don't compare yourself to anybody else, ever. You're capable and you're deserving of that success and that love. So keep pushing and persevere, and through all of it, keep loving yourself completely. Write into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. Follow our social media page on Instagram, and know that I'll always message with you guys. I know it's hard times right now. I know that there are businesses, some of you haven't made that first sale yet. And I know some of you haven't got that promotion and somebody passed right by you on it. I know there are setbacks, and I know there are times that the disappointment is so intense, you can't possibly see continuing with it for another day, and you want to quit and you want to give up and you want to throw in the towel, and it wasn't worth it. It wasn't meant to be. Keep pushing. I promise you, right on the other side is success. This is strengthening you to fly out of that cocoon, but you need this strength. You need it. Without it, you will fail. This is building your resilience. I promise you, keep going. All right. There will be no episode next week. My son is on spring break. Very excited to spend this time with him. So I will see you guys the week after, and have a wonderful holiday, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.